The Charlotte Area Transit System's proposed train route to the airport saves money by avoiding the heart of uptown. But the plan is drawing a lot of concern that it won't serve enough riders and could cost the system more in the long run. WFAE's Steve Harrison reports.
As the first leader of the Charlotte Area Transit System, Ron Tober opened the Lynx Blue Line in 2007. He also recently worked for a CATS consultant, advising the transit system on how to finish the 2030 transit plan. Tober thinks CATS should build a tunnel in uptown to bring the train to the heart of Center City. Instead, CATS chose a route near Interstate 277 on the northern outskirts of uptown.
Yeah, I'm very much concerned about that. I think it's remote from the center of downtown and certainly remote from the southern portions of the existing downtown area. You know, I worry about what the potential ridership for that alignment is going to be.
The train would be along 11th Street, where Shannon Benz is standing, with Charlotte skyscrapers seven blocks away.
I would think for people coming from Matthews and just East Charlotte in general, I think this alignment will be less attractive.
He's with Sustain Charlotte, which advocates for increased spending on transit. He thinks fewer people will take a train that makes them have a long walk, or to change trains and ride the Blue Line.
We've actually spoken to a number of people who have said that, that, you know, sort of getting dropped off on the edge of uptown is not near as attractive as being dropped off in the heart of uptown.
The closest stop to Trade and Tryon would be about a 15-minute walk. That worries City Council member Julie Eiselt.
It's not having a stop right in uptown that I'm struggling to understand.
The proposed Silver Line that CATS wants to build would go from Matthews to the airport and possibly Belmont and Gaston County. But going through uptown would likely require a tunnel underneath Trade Street. CATS Chief Executive John Lewis says that would cost at least $1.5 billion, which would increase the cost of the project by about 25%.
From a purely mobility standpoint, the tunnel was a great alternative for us.
But Lewis says the Silver Line is not just about mobility. For city leaders, it's also about development, and there's a lot of room for it north of uptown.
And being a part of the city, we had to look at it beyond just the mobility aspect of how do we move people from one point to another. There was the economic development goals. There was supporting affordable housing.
So CATS picked the northern route on the edge of uptown. The Silver Line would follow I-277 and then cross over the highway and run along 11th Street. It would then turn to the south and run along the existing railroad tracks two blocks northwest of Graham Street. But Benz of Sustain Charlotte says that area of uptown will be developed eventually, with or without a train. The choice is also being criticized by TransitCenter.org, a New York City group that follows transit nationally. Charlotte's decision is baffling, wrote Kirk Hovenkotter. He argues CATS should have one primary focus. What's the best route to increase ridership?
I mean, riders are going to vote with their feet and with their transit passes. And we're seeing right now in Charlotte that bus ridership declined nearly 40% in 2013. This is one of the biggest drops across the country.
Although the MTC voted last week to support the I-277 route, critics like Benz think there's enough time for CATS to reconsider. CATS still needs to figure out how to pay for the 2030 plan, which will likely cost more than $6 billion. CATS has said a new tax will likely be necessary. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.